This is Dr. Lee dictating a follow-up readmission note on the patient name McCall, M-C-C-A-L-L, Veronica, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, date of birth 4-11-1959, place Future Care, Sandtown, date of service 12-2-2023, history of present illness. This is a 54-year-old female. She was complaining of shortness of breath. She has a previous COPD, multiple intubations. She also has a sleep apnea. She presented to emergency room with worsening dyspnea. She was also tested positive for COVID. She was complaining of general weakness, diarrhea. Patient was admitted because of COPD, acute exacerbation, requiring BiPAP. Patient was started on prednisone and doxycycline. Echo down show ejection fraction 30 to 35%. She also has a recent episode of syncope. And she was placed on life vest. Patient was monitored BiPAP.
If you come today, I'm not going to waste.
COPD exacerbation was managed.
That's what it said, boy. Did they call you earlier than that or after that?
That was the lady she called and came up here and told me. I don't know about that.
Yeah, because they called downstairs for that. Well, I don't know if they changed their mind. Did they call you?
No,
for the syncopal episode.
No one called me. They must have called and asked for the supervisor. She came.
Echo show EF of 30 to 35%, subtubal motion deficit.
Because that was what I told her, because I spoke to them earlier today.
Okay.
So I don't know if
the decision was made to discharge on life vest and follow cardiology. After stabilization, patient was sent to the Future Care Center. Today when I saw the patient, she's feeling better, no headache, dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Because of COVID positive, CT chest. No acute inflammatory changes noted. Diabetes was monitored closely. History of previous CVA, maintained an aspirin and statin. After stabilization, the patient was sent. Today when I saw the patient, she's feeling better, no headache, dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history. Patient has a history of known COPD, history of multiple hospitalization with respiratory failure, CHF, CVA, diabetes, hypertension, chronic smoking, pulmonary embolism, TIA, history of MRSA septicemia, left bundle branch block, osteoarthritis of the knee, migraine, history of hernia repair, history of back surgery, allergy, ciprofloxacin, cyclosporin, valsartan, darvan, penicillin, mushroom, bee pollen, bee venom. Rural system, head, dizziness, throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no mountain, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary, hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrinology, no paradipsia, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, re-entered M3, blood pressure 107 over 75, pulse 87, temperature 96.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%. Heart rate macronomophilic, eyes and ectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, next opportunity, chest, and tender lungs, Bilateral, I don't care the base of the upper field, a clear heart assessment, regular abdomen, soft, not a blossom positive, extremity in edema, neuro, she's awake, alert in attempt 3. Assessment patient is admitted with a COPD acute exacerbation. Next line, status post acute respiratory failure due to COPD exacerbation, managed and stabilized in the hospital, and subsequently sent back here. And tapering dose of steroid and doxycycline to complete the course. Next line, sleep apnea maintained on CPAP, 14 cm of water at night, next line syncope, next line cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction 30-35%. Next line, history of migraine headache, next line gouty arthritis, history of GERD, history of PE in the past, history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension. History of obesity, plan of care. At this point, we'll continue all her current medications. She's on ProAir inhaler, 2 puff Q, 4 hour, PRN, colchicine, 0.6 mg daily for gout. Lisinopril, 20 mg daily, Zofran, 4 mg Q, 6 hour PRN. For nausea, vomiting, Singulair, 10 mg daily, Jardiance, 10 mg daily. In cruise, Lipta, 62.5. Slash umiclidinium, 1 puff daily, Lantus insulin, 35 units daily, Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN, Baclofen 10 mg TID.